This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
To keep from shooting, host of Kennedy Saves the World podcast, Kennedy! He's got a magnetic personality and legs. Fox News contributor and author of the great new book, Unbroken Bonds of Battle, Johnny Joey Jones. He looks how licorice tastes. Fox Across America host Jimmy Fallon. And she decides to call it a day before getting out of bed. Fox News contributor, Kat Tuk. Is Mickey Mouse about to lose his house? It seems woke Disney fairy tales equal low ticket sales. Box office analysis of Disney's last 8 studio releases show a shocking loss of nearly $1 billion. That's almost a lawsuit. It's gotten so bad, Cruella de Vil is selling dogs at Chipotle. Oh. Pocahontas had to open a casino. That's soft. And Peter Pan had to cancel his gender affirmation surgery. Sorry, Peter. That's according to a number crunch by prominent YouTuber Valiant Renegade, who argues that many of Disney's recent so-called hits barely broke even or flat-out tanked. That includes big-budget Marvel movies like Black Panther 2, Ant-Man 3, as well as animation bombs like Strange World and Lightyear, and my favorite, Snow White and the Seven Drag Queens. The latest Indiana Jones, also produced by Disney, could suffer a similar fate if the terrible reviews are anything to go by. It doesn't look good, I'm told 80-year-old Indiana Jones spends the entire film looking for the men's room. For some of us, that is a treasure. And what does this say about Disney? Once a cultural icon of American family values, it's succumbed to the siren song of wokeism, devolving into an out-of-touch and desperate divorced dad bereft of imagination. Fact is, we all liked Mickey Mouse before he started scolding us about people's pronouns. But lefties can make you learn to hate everything, from Disney to school teachers to sports. But maybe we're misremembering just how wholesome their classic movies really were. I mean, check out this old cartoon.
This just in, the Irish are moving into the neighborhood.
Holy
those paddy whacks are taking over.
Not those drunken Catholics. Those guys are perverts. Okay, Pluto, we're gonna have to shoot our way out of this one. Oh, they're here. You, mother. Die. This is what happens when you give women the right to vote.
You
know. Okay.
Kennedy, love them or hate the old Disney, they had some good ideas. You know, with the women voting thing hasn't worked out too well. What do you make of this, what's going on with Disney? Do you think it's all about wokeism? I mean, it can't be.
No, not necessarily. I think that they send so much stuff to Disney Plus that it really got oversaturated, and things have to be so special to spend as much money as we do going to movies. Like, most people cannot afford family movie tickets even for a night. So now they have, like, dine-in movie theaters where they're trying to lure you in with nachos and booze, which works for me pretty much every Saturday night because I'm only buying one ticket because I leave my cats at home. But there's something else that's very creepy about Disney, and we have to bring this up, and that's the fact that the mom dies in pretty much every movie, and Disney has been unable to reconcile that. Mm-hmm. And now there are all these theories that, like, Nemo was killed as well, and his dad, it's like the Sixth Sense, and he's just looking for the kid who wasn't there because they all got eaten by the shark.
Wow, I did not see that coming at all. You know what sucks about Disney? How pathetic it is that you can't sell Disney. That's like not being able to sell ice cream or something. Like, if you want to have an easy job as a salesman, you know, go work for Ben and Jerry's, where everybody loves ice cream. But they managed to screw up Disney. How can you make it so that nobody likes Disney?
You attack yourself, and that's exactly what they've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at all the movies, look at movies like Bambi or Fox and the Hound. They tackle life and death. Fox and the Hound are two animals that are supposed to want to kill each other. Like, they tackle real life stuff, or they tackle the completely imaginative stuff like Peter Pan. But even in there are real world issues that people actually deal with. When you start making movies that attack that, when you start making movies that create problems rather than literally just highlighting the ones that exist, what is left for people to identify with? Mm-hmm. When we want to go watch a movie that's outside of this world, we go watch 80-year-old Tom Cruise fly a jet. Mm-hmm. And kill a bunch of probably Russians, but they never really say.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of movie we want to see. When we watch Disney wholesome movies with our kids, we want to walk away knowing our kids learned something about life that we haven't quite been able to put into words, but this cartoon helped us figure out.
You know what, Kat? Disney should do a movie about the naked bike riders. Could learn something from that.
Thank you.
I don't really think you could learn anything from that. To be clear. But actually, I think Disney should rebrand because mm-hmm. they are struggling to make money from their movies at mm-hmm. this point. Mm-hmm. But they make a lot of money from their corn dogs.
Oh, at Disney?
Yes, they can sell a corn dog for $10 at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Anybody else tries to do that, they'll be like, get out of my face. But yeah. Disney, so the movie business is failing, but the corn dog business mm-hmm. is flourishing.
It is, and who doesn't love a corn dog?
I really do.
I know. So do the naked bike riders.
I knew he was going to say that.
Watch them eating that. Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
I can boil this down for you for real. Like, this is actually a semi-serious point.
Here we go.
The wokeism is what's hurting them, though, for real, because Disney's core customer is parents.
Right.
And they're lecturing parents about inclusion while they're charging them $200 to get in,
yeah.
which is the most exclusionary thing yeah. you've ever heard in your life, is the prices. Mm-hmm. So that's where it is. They're out of touch with the value of the customer. Pretty soon, they're going to have a version of Sleeping Beauty starring Bill Cosby. Okay, nobody wants that. I'm just saying.
I like that. Again, they're blaming you
yeah.
for Bill Cosby.
Again, I got in trouble again. I'm not mixing these drinks.
He's not guys,
what's
guys,
going
guys,
on here?
Hold on. They're confused. Yeah, this is not Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I'm not him.
There might be some confusion.
They gave me a little chair,
but I'm not audience.
Quite that good. But that's where it is. So on some level, I like watching them tank. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to be forced into a course correction.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way it always works.
Yeah.
Everybody always, they go too far, and then they go.
Yeah. They embraced a lot of things.
That happens when I'm driving and I keep going past the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you know what you should do?
What?
You should sit on a second phone book so it's yeah. easier to see over the dashboard.
You know, that was, I agree.
That's what happens to me when I'm too far away from the bathroom. Like, I'm too far.
Oh, no. All right.
I can't run.
Up next, could new rules mean sad goodbyes for pizza pies? New York wants to ruin your slice, but one man says, no dice. New York City drafted new rules to restrict coal and wood-fired pizza ovens in the name of fighting climate change.
No.
There you go. No surprise, the sign says pizza ovens caused several ice ages, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, and the canceling of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. The rule could require pizzerias with such ovens installed prior to May 2016 to buy expensive emission control devices. That's what it's about. To reduce carbon pollution by 75%. Because in today's effed up world, shoplifting may be fine, but making pizza is over the line. This is despite the fact that you'd have to burn a pizza stove for 849 years straight to equal the emissions that John Kerry's jet emits in just 1 year. Yeah. So they're outlawing gas stoves, and now they want the pizza ovens. What are we supposed to cook on? Solar panels? One guy, Scott Lobato, had enough and went to City Hall yesterday to fight the crackdown. As you'll see, he was really cheesed off.
Our city schools produce the dumbest kids, and the woke-ass punks who run New York City are afraid of pizza. You heard of the Boston Tea Party? Well, this is the Boston, New York, this is the New York Pizza Party.
Yeah, don't laugh. He did that without a script. I think that's clever. Then he actually threw pizza at City Hall.
Give us pizza! Or give us death! Give us pizza! Or give us death! Can't have a small business! Can't have pizza! New York City is nothing without pizza!
Kat, he's got a point.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, look, the people that make these rules have never run a business. They've never run a small business. To them, they don't think, oh, we're putting four dozen businesses out because they can't afford whatever that they're demanding.
Yeah, no, it's gotten so bad, and I don't see how certain areas or certain things recover. There's a stretch of a block where it's on the east side where my cat's vet is. The entire side of the street on that block, every business there is shut down. Mm-hmm. Every storefront is empty. So that's bad because obviously those businesses failed, but also how are they gonna get a new one to move in there?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be the guy to be like, yes, I'd like to hinge my livelihood on this deserted island over here?
Right.
So all they can think of to do is, you know what, let's make it even harder.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't get it. Johnny, it pisses me off. Because pizza is great.
Yes. Yes.
That is bold of you to go there.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I got to take a stand, right?
Wow.
My buddy in Chicago said New York pizza sucks anyway. I don't know what that means. I'm not in on this.
Is that
fight.
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah. It was the two guys in MAGA country up there, actually. Yeah.
Listen, these guys are getting the 9 o'clock hour, trust me.
Just think about this. These idiots are saying you can't use wood to have a fire.
Yes.
You can't use wood to have a fire. Like, what? What? Like, there's a few things I can count on when the world goes completely stupid and shuts down. One of those few things is you bathe upstream, right, and get your drinking water upstream from that, and you get your fire from wood. That's it.
You bait upstream?
Bathe.
Bathe. Oh, I thought you said bait.
Bathe.
Why upstream? Why do you bathe upstream?
Because you use the bathroom downstream.
Right? Ah.
When the world goes.
I wonder I've been sick all month.
That's right.
I've been drinking out of a toilet.
Whoops.
Jimmy!
Awkward.
I wish they banned your shirt, but I can't get everything.
Stop it.
You know, you obviously as a cab driver, which you were probably going to bring up anyway. You lived off slices of pizza, so this is a direct attack on people like you. And
absolutely.
I use the word people loosely.
I want to defend John Kerry, though.
Okay.
He can't fly commercial because he gets mobbed because they think it's the horse from Mr. Ed. Then everybody wants to take a selfie. No, you want to know what the scam of this is, though, for real?
Right.
It'll do nothing.
Yeah.
In terms of the environment, okay, understand the biggest source of pollution in New York City is traffic.
Right.
And the green energy people are causing more of it by eliminating car lanes for bike lanes and pedestrian malls. And now, yes, restaurant seating in the right lane of 6th Avenue, which I'm going to be honest, not the safest,
no,
okay?
No.
But they're actually making it worse.
Yeah.
And it's already destroying porn. I was watching a video today. Pizza guy shows up with a pizza. They just arrest him. They're like, is that coal?
Well, that turns into a different kind of porn.
Thank you.
I don't know what
I thought it was going to be
porn short for. I don't even know what he means. Kennedy, again, punishing people who are just trying to make a living. That's what New York is, just a place for the rich to punish the poor.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because rich liberals have wood-burning pizza ovens in their backyard.
They do.
Yes, that is one of the things. So if you're going to show your friends your strawberries, your perks that you have in your gorgeous gated community, of course you have like solar panels and a Tesla and four Bentleys, but you also have a wood-burning pizza oven.
Right.
And, you know, Jimmy's absolutely right. It's not the cause of pollution. In fact, if you take away all of the wood-burning ovens, which there aren't that many, then you're going to have to cook the food that people love using electricity.
Yeah.
And in New York, guess where they get electricity? From natural gas and coal-fired plants. What does that do to the earth? It rapes it.
Mm. Ugh. The imagery, Kennedy.
With its tapioca bottom.
No.
Hope you're happy.
I love tapioca.
But good for you, Joey.
I do. That's
a great ad. A great add-on right there.
I love tapioca.
I love tapioca.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well,
right.
It's better
You're
than him
ruin
saying...
You're not going to ruin that one for me.
Yeah. But it's better than him saying he liked the other part of her analogy.
Coming up, local news from a talented otter to a world weird police plotter. We're out of time. Kennedy, JJJ, Jimmy Fela, Captain, studio editor. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.